Okay, Julian, what do you think, like, which part you like to change, or like do you want me to add anything?
For your team here,
yes,
is it just for the program, or are you gonna have like a drop down where it shows like each person on your team?
No, it's things like this. Hold on. Like there's an import feature of Pokemon Showdown, right?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, so we just paste it down here and there, like it'll like do its stuff. So
like are stuff you gonna like have this. It
yeah.
Like that?
Yeah.
Okay, so you can see.
Yeah. It's just as an input, like you take in the calculation based on your team and stuff like that.
Does this also take into account like the opponent's Pokemon's like stats?
Yes,
and then moves and then items as well.
The move and item you have to like put in yourself through the damage calculator. I mean hold on, the notes here. Like maybe I should add a feature where actually putting every item in the database would be a heck ton of like things. So I think this part you have to like note yourself, like what you do. But the move advisor plan on like making like a basic common sense program where like you just like predict the basic move and stuff like that.
So
but I plan on putting every Pokemon like in stat and stuff into the database first.
So the notes is like what you can type yourself.
Yes.
Like, so the program doesn't put anything for you. Like what you should do is. Is this like a move recommender, or because you have the move advisor here, but you also have like what you should do? So like, what's the difference between this and then like the move advisor part?
The move advisor is basically the thing that you put here, and the thing that will come out of the calculation based on your team and like database based on your opponent's Pokemon.
Okay.
And like the thing here, if you like. Record moveset of that Pokemon, you record the moveset of that Pokemon and then it's that, and then you like improve on the move advisor. I'll try to make it like that, so you like actually use the feature of the damage calculator and see like whether what you should do.
Yeah.
So it'd be both the thing like and the thing you put in down here.
You know what I did like is like the record moveset thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because like, are you able to, like, after your match, are you able to go back and see, like, the moves you made, the moves your opponent made, to see, like, possible mistakes that you did and, like, patterns that your opponent...
Sure.
Like, is there a playback feature where you can go over and see? Or is the record moveset just for in-game so it can help predict...
Yeah.
What move you should do.
At first, this feature is for like record, like just to predict the move it does. But I think you have a point. I should like make it like that so you can record the battle and see like which move you can do better and stuff like that.
And so possible swaps, is this like manual notes? Or is this also a recommender?
It'll be from recommender based on like when a battle starts, it will like give the like up here. Hold on. Give the team of the opponent also,
yeah.
Right? So if I put the database of every Pokemon in here, it will like take in account of all the type shot and like predict the basic one.
So how did you like make it so, because you can like customize the stats of the Pokemon that you use to make like whether you want it to be, you know, special attacker or physical attacker. Like, how did you like incorporate that when you insert the
the Pokemon?
Team? Yeah.
Or the team. Like, I'm playing on like, I have to look up online how to like separate the text of the team, but on the thing about whether it's physical damage or special damage, that part should be easy, because if I can separate the text, like what it should intake, then I can like set as different value, and they're like use this value for attack and this value for calculating special attack or something like that.
Like, will it tell you
like,
on the app like whether the like the opponent you're like the Pokemon you're going against like their strengths and their weaknesses, like do they have good like special defense, physical defense, are they like a glass cannon, that sort of stuff?
Makes sense. I should add that. Yeah,
like just so.
Yeah, I should. Yeah, I should add that as like another advisor window. Yeah, whether it's like an analysis of that Pokemon.
Yeah, maybe if that's possible.
Like, yeah, if it's possible, maybe I should like add the Smogon analysis to the this thing.
Yeah.
Maybe that might not be possible, but I'll try. But at least there should be like analysis of the stat, right? Yeah.
So does the important counter Pokemon, does it take the Pokemon on your team?
Mm-hmm.
And like does it show like which Pokemon on their teams counter your Pokemon?
Important.
Or, like how does for notes?
No. It's like just for note, like important, like which Pokemon like you need to keep alive in order to like counter that Pokemon, such as like keep your Rotom Wash alive, something like that, Copperajah.
Okay. I really liked this page. Thought it was done super well.
Oh yeah, should I put the type chart in another tab or? Is it fine putting
type chart
here?
I think the type chart is good in damage calculator because it fits under under a well. I mean, that's like always when I play, I always have like another tab open
mm-hmm.
for type chart, but it's good that it's right here and then you can see everything. This is done super well. And that was all like my initial comments. Yeah, I don't know. I really liked the predict. I thought this is super cool. The movie advisor thing. Just like my main thing that would be like cool would be if there is a playback feature.
Okay, I'll note that back.
Like if you can add like a playback feature and then maybe like a basic analysis of the Pokemon.
Okay, payback feature and analysis of Pokemon. Should I add like analysis of your Pokemon also? Like show the stat, like best stat of the opponent Pokemon and your Pokemon.
You know.
Should it? Or?
Like you could. I think the analysis of the Pokemon is more like sort of for beginners.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like me who don't necessarily always know the stats
mm-hmm.
of the Pokemon, but you should know the stats of your own.
Okay, so all the
that's like less important, the stats of your own.
Like, so in-depth analysis of opponent's stat Pokemon, like the range in EV and IV,
yeah.
Like the range in damage and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that would be if that's possible, that'd be really cool. And then the record like a playback.
Okay. Should be able to do that. All right. Thanks.
Thank you.